Welcome, everybody, to this week's Pioneer Playmakers. It is Joe Crosley, and I'm joined by UC Women's Hockey goaltender Angela Hawthorne. Angela, thank you for joining me.
Yeah, no problem.
So, obviously, you're new here to UC, freshman goaltender on the Utica Women's Hockey team. What can you kind of tell me about how you got here today, like where you're from and, you know, what was your upbringing?
Yeah, so I'm from California, which is about 45 minutes away from San Francisco. And I played in San Jose for my local travel team for about 6 years. And obviously being on the West Coast, we didn't get that much exposure to a lot of these East Coast schools. So after I graduated high school, I took a year off and kind of just focused on my hockey development. So I moved up to Michigan and kind of like lived by myself, went to an all boys hockey academy and kind of played out my season there. And I was able to get a lot more looks by colleges such as UC. A much more mature player kind of going into college.
Oh yeah, for sure. I noticed that in your bio on the website from California. I'm like, California, what's she doing over here in New York? Like, this weather must be crazy to you. But now that you said Michigan, you're probably pretty used to it now.
Yeah, for sure. Michigan was kind of a good like transitional period.
Oh yeah, I bet. So yeah, you lived in California. Like, it's got to be far from home, you know. Is there any like times you get homesick a little bit, stuff like that?
Yeah, for sure. Especially since, like, even when we do get free weekends, it's obviously not very practical to fly back for the weekend to see family. But it definitely makes going back for vacation and kind of like winter break a lot more meaningful, and kind of like just like taking everything in. And yeah, it's definitely different here, but I've had like a great time here.
Yeah, I can imagine. So when did you kind of realize that you wanted to play college hockey?
Yeah, so when I was about 12 years old, I didn't really have that much exposure to college hockey. I didn't really know that I was like kind of like a viable option. Mm-hmm. So around age 14, I got moved up to the U16 travel team, and I got my first kind of like exposure to that college hockey is a viable option that I can go to and get like further my education. And around U15, I went to the USA national camp, and that was kind of like my first like taste into what there's like all the schools on the East Coast that they have to offer. Unfortunately, the game hasn't expanded enough to kind of reach that West Coast yet, but I'm definitely looking forward to hopefully in the future that becoming like more of a thing, and you know, letting girls know that college hockey is a very viable option.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean that's awesome that you're able to experience all that and everything like that. So you're a goaltender. There's only one goaltender, there's always five skaters. What kind of made you want to be a goalie?
Yeah, so the funny thing is growing up I watched the San Jose Sharks.
Gotcha.
And the position of goalie was kind of like it looked like a very fun position to me, even though, you know, they're taking like 100-mile-per-hour shots. I just thought the gear looked really cool, and my dad was kind of like, okay, you can try it out, but the first year I had to play player just to make sure. I really loved the game, and obviously goalie is kind of an expensive position. But once he saw me like lace up the pads and everything, it seemed like completely natural to me.
Awesome. Yeah, well, it definitely worked out as we could see so far. So is there any particular reason you chose your jersey number? Has that kind of been your number throughout the years, or is it a new number this year now that you're at college?
It's definitely a new number. I've actually been 31 since I started playing hockey. It was after one of the San Jose Sharks goalies. But 32 has always been like a number that I've always debated whether to switch from. But yeah, it's kind of like a new fresh start.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, for me, I know playing baseball, I always wanted to wear number two because of Derek Jeter. It's kind of like the same thing. Us athletes, we kind of always have that number in mind.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, like you said, you're now at UC. It's a lot different. What is, like, your initial thoughts at being at UC? I know you haven't been there too long, but what are your initial thoughts?
You know, I absolutely love it. I mean, personally, I'm a business major, and I just love, like, the downtown building that we have, like, kind of, like, dedicated to our major specifically, and kind of, like, a nice, like, place off of campus to kind of, like, study and everything. And everyone in the business department is also, like, really into the hockey team and everything. It's kind of cool to see, like, just how much hockey is, like, a really big deal around here. And the team wise, I absolutely love everyone on the team. And personally, my recruiting process was very different. I actually committed during COVID, so I never got to visit the campus or anything. It was kind of like Zoom calls and virtual, like, campus tours. Mm-hmm. So coming onto campus was, like, kind of like my first experience, like, finally getting to see it. But I definitely love it.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, personally for me, I'm a sophomore, so I never had that, like, COVID year where, like, it influenced my college decision. I mean, I couldn't even imagine that. That had to be some wild times. But like you said, I grew up in the area, so I know Utica's, like, a big hockey town. Like, we have the Comets, you know, both women's and men's teams. I mean, it's just a huge thing in the area. It always has been. The Odd used to be completely different. Like, it's expanded so much to where it is now. It's awesome to see for me growing up around it. But So I just want to know, what have you heard about the fans? Have you heard, like, how crazy those games could get? Like, what have you heard?
Yeah, that's what I've heard, especially, like, the men's game. And I've seen, like, videos from, like, the teddy bear toss and everything. And I've heard about, like, the Utica Comets, like, selling out as well. And it's also just cool, like, we've been, like, recognized, like, just going to Dunkin' Donuts. That was kind of, like, my first, like, exposure, like, how big of a town it was. I think it was probably, like, my third week being here. And I'm like, wow, they're, like, really into this. It's also nice because it's a big, like, difference from California, because we only have, like, really the Sharks, but nothing much besides that.
Yeah, I know. It is crazy that we're literally a hockey town, if you want to say that. But I really hope that, you know, once COVID dies down a little bit, you'll be able to experience that for sure in your time here. I think you will, but who knows? We'll hope for the best, though. But so you get into your first start. You get the W, first win of the year. You collect 26 saves. What was that kind of like going through your head that you're finally at this position, you're playing college hockey, and you just had a 26-save win in your first career game?
Yeah, that was definitely an experience. I mean, personally, like, I was just trying to focus on everything, at least as a goalie, everything I can control. And kind of, I've talked to my goalie coaches back in Michigan, and them giving me advice of, you know, taking the game, like, one save at a time. And that definitely helped, like, get out the nerves a little bit, because being a first college game is definitely a little bit nerve-wracking. But, you know, just focusing on, like, the routines that I've been doing, that has helped in, like, my previous season in Michigan, and has helped kind of prove what has been successful in kind of transitioning to a game. And yeah, it was definitely, the first period was definitely like an eye-opener.
Yeah, I can imagine. And then you go to your second career start, and it's a shutout. Like, you go back to back with two phenomenal games, and now you're sitting four games in with a 3-1 career record, 95 saves in four career games. And I also believe, did you win the Rookie of the Week award for the UCHC and all that?
Yeah.
Like, how is that? Like, you come on and you're just the Storm from the beginning. Like, how does that feel?
It's definitely pretty surreal. I mean, I, like, just try to take it, like, one day at a time, obviously. But it's just been very, very, like, just such a great experience. And, you know, like, kind of working so hard to, like, get here and finally, like, it paying off, and hoping to just continue that on for the rest of the season, because obviously we don't know what's going to happen. Since with COVID, it's a week-by-week basis.
Yeah, definitely. I got the chance to talk to Coach Clausen. I also have interviews with him every now and then, and the biggest thing he told me too is just a week by week thing. It's just how you guys are gonna have to roll this year. It's a different year, but hopefully you guys have the opportunities you still need to have. And another thing he told me is just how young your group of girls is. And you know, you guys have a very young group with some veteran experience as well, a few juniors and seniors mixed in. But he told me how important it was for the young girls to step up like you and other players on your team, along with the seniors and the juniors still contributing. How do you think that has been for your team to kind of gel together, even though you guys are so young?
Yeah, it's definitely like a very interesting dynamic, because coming in, I think there's, if we include the freshman and sophomore classes, about 20 like underclassmen, and our captains have been doing a great job of like providing the leadership that we need. And you know, coming like straight from campus, like us freshmen have really been able to just like bond together and really like gel, and it's just been great. And like looking forward to the future, just the fact that we're such a young team that we're hoping to get that the conference title in the end, and hopefully go like make it to the NCAA tournament in the near future. Just as long as we keep working hard, and you know, such a young team, that's definitely something we're looking forward to.
Yeah, I like the goal you set there. I'd love to see it personally. I know the men's team's been close a few times, but I think you guys will be right there too in maybe a year or two. But so your season's just getting underway, COVID permitting and everything. What are your goals for the rest of the year, both for yourself and for your team?
You know, for our team, I definitely think that, again, taking in every game as we go, and from a game by game basis, bringing everything that we have. And obviously it would be nice to get some revenge back against the tough teams like Nazareth, and as well as upcoming Elmira tomorrow. That's definitely a team that we wanna kinda like prove ourselves against, and they've always been a tough opponent in the conference, but I definitely wanna make it like a close game and hopefully pull out a win sometime soon against them. And personally for me, I just wanna, you know, keep my team in there, control everything I can control, and in those close games, just keeping it within scoring distance, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, definitely some big games is Nazareth and Elmira. They've kind of been the two to, you know, run the UCHC these past couple of years, you know, with you guys having a young team and everything. It'd be awesome to just steal a couple wins off of them this regular season and even the postseason. I mean, that'd be incredible.
Yeah, for sure. And I definitely think that a win against them in the UCHC tournament would be even sweeter than season.
Oh, yeah. I definitely agree with you. All right, well, that's all I got. I can't thank you enough for joining me today. I really appreciate it. And best of luck this weekend. Hopefully you guys can get some W's.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Yep, thank you.